PetSupply.com.
That's what it sounded like today in part of Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, to be specific. The Prez was there campaigning, but Romney was there as well, only he was in Cincinnati. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we head into the weekend, what a wild week this has been, and we're getting closer to a big decision with the Supreme Court. You know what that is, right? Healthcare. Right now, if you're not sleepy-eyed, open your wallet, pull out your insurance card, and take a close look at it. And I'll tell you what, you might be wondering what that insurance and that card is going to be worth in the next 2 weeks. The 28th probably is when the decision will be handed down from the Supremes. Is healthcare ripped to shreds? Part of Obamacare in play? Do we all have to have insurance through the individual health mandate? What happens here? To me, the biggest concern is free enterprise, because if you have competition, I think that's the way to solve part of the problem with our healthcare crisis. The more competition, the better. The cost would be kept down, I think. The erasing of state lines, which would be key and very easy to do, would be a difference maker. But the Supremes, the guys and the women in the robes, have the final say on that, and we'll see which way the wind blows on the 28th. I have a good feeling about it. I think a few things that shouldn't be in there will probably be pulled out, but I could be wrong. I've talked to probably 50 constitutional lawyers of every size, shape, background, political ideology that you can imagine. I am so sick of almost talking to constitutional lawyers that I stopped myself for a week just so I could get some perspective and really start to think about some of the things that I've heard as to where we're going to end up with healthcare, because that's what I care about. What's the plan? Where do we end up? In a better place? Is there any way for us to end up in a better place? Not right now, there's not. Headed down the path we are right now, the place that we'll land on will be more expensive and the care is not going to be better. It scares me to death when I see how high the premiums have gone up, 2 and 3 times higher for most people. And when your premiums go up 30%, where are you getting that money? Everybody's laying up charges on you. And health is the most important thing. You have to have health care, right? Not the forced kind, the kind that you want. How's that? So that's part of what the president mostly was focusing on, economics. You can hear that, four more years. That was his deal. The economy, and looking at Romney as being very similar to Bush, and if you liked what Bush did, you know, there's Romney for you. And the president saying that job creation and where we're headed in the future and things that can be accomplished, we need to stay on track, stay on target, that kind of thing. So two different messages. Romney, who wants to be in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, going after Obama on the weak stimulus programs and other things that supposedly would help pump up the economy but did no such thing, the lack of jobs and the concern over those jobs, versus Obama saying that we're turning a corner and we did create jobs and we're creating jobs and we can move this ball up the court, but we need to do it with another term. If we have just one more term, oh, what a difference that will make. Hey, coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, a couple of things. One, it's your business at the tail end of the hour. I'm going to introduce you to a woman who says that companies who hire more women, and she's not saying not to hire men over women. She's saying companies that have some women peppered in, what a difference that'll make because, and I don't know, is this true? 85% of the decisions in the household that are made, financial ones, are made by the women. And how different it is to sell to a woman or talk to a woman than a man. So, Judy Hoberman will join us for It's Your Business at the tail end of the hour. How about this couple that, and we'll talk about this as a fair or foul. How about this couple charged after kids were found bound up in the parking lot? I mean, are you kidding me with this? It just, I know it's easy to go off on this and say something about this, but how is that people are tying up kids and they're blindfolding them and leaving them in a Walmart parking lot? So, of course, they're in jail. Two of the five kids, their kids, were found that way. And now they're charged with two counts of child abuse, five counts of child endangerment. And what about these other kids? The children were 5 through 15. Police say the two youngest, 5 and 7, were the ones that were tied up, you know, were bound up, and they were blindfolded and that kind of stuff. And they were in the Chevy SUV they were driving around. It was parked in Walmart, and it had been there a couple of days. It had no license plates or whatever. And they say the family was traveling to Arizona to see relatives when they had mechanical problems with the SUV. So they stopped in Kansas, and a customer called the police from inside the store saying they saw somebody in the parking lot with the arms tied behind him sitting next to a van. So they surrounded, the car was surrounded by police while the mother was shopping inside the Walmart. They say the father, resisted when they tried to enter the car, and they used a taser to subdue him. Oh, man. Yeah, you can't tie up your kids and leave them in the back of your SUV, even if your wife is just, I don't know, 700 feet inside the Walmart shopping while they're tied up and blindfolded. Yeah, it's not going to work. So now what happens to that family? What happens to all of those kids? Child Protective Services. Good luck trying to get them back. It'll be a long, long road for that family. And that's if they don't do any jail time, which it's highly likely that they'll do something. They'll serve some kind of a term for some serious charges. So that's more than a blown call on those weak parents' on the weak parents' decision to do that. Speaking of decisions, coming up next on ATN, we're going to talk about Eric Holder and all of the emails that lead to his door, don't lead to his door, just kind of fall on the floor. We'll see whether or not the Attorney General agrees to give up the emails, the 10,000 more emails that many say will lead directly to Holder knowing way more about Fast and Furious, that gun running op, than he claims to know. Gonna can down the road. Eric Holder's inside. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Tonight, I know you're on your edge of your seat because you're dying to go to the movies. Rock of Ages, That's My Boy, Your Sister's Sister. Those are some of the movies we're going to let you hear a little sneak peek of that are coming out if you want to see them on the big screen. Sometimes movies are better on the big screen, like Star Wars, I don't know. Better in a movie theater or on a little box or even a serious size plasma TV. I don't know. I think better in a movie theater. I think better, bigger, bolder in a movie theater. I just rewatched the original Star Wars, and my nephew thought it was kind of lame because now the effects are so big, or so much bigger and crazier and louder, frankly. And I thought it was good. I thought it actually held up. I disagreed with him. I think it worked, but. That's for our next segment. We're going to dive into movies in our next segment. In the meantime, though, this is big stuff with Eric Holder, because he gave in. Who said boo first? I guess Eric Holder, because he knows that Daryl Issa was very serious about the contempt vote. Next Wednesday is when it probably would have happened. Now, instead, if he didn't turn over critical documents, if Eric Holder, the Attorney General, didn't turnover documents that are important because, among other things, they could show whether top people at the Justice Department were surprised or already aware about Fast and Furious when confronted with evidence contradicting the February 4th letter and documents that could prove or that have further detail on how the department handled people who were negligent. I mean, they want to know. They want to follow the breadcrumbs and know who knew what. Who knew what about Fast and Furious. So Eric Holder has decided that he's going to give up the documents. He agreed to make what he's calling an extraordinary accommodation to Republicans investigating Fast and Furious, turning over all these emails that he said dealt with internal deliberations and need to be protected. But he's hedging his bet because he doesn't want that contempt of Congress vote. So that's why he's done that. He offered to brief Daryl Issa, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee congressman, the grand poobah, in other words, of a very important committee, in the next couple of days, saying that with the briefing and the documents we're going to provide, we will address the remaining concerns, is what Holder is saying. So we have a willingness to offer a selective telling of key events, and that's what we've put out there. Holder's friends or allies on the committee mounted their own aggressive defense of the Attorney General. Of course, they did. They circulated a memo to House Democrats that calls the Republican argument for contempt out, lays it out as irresponsible, unprecedented, and contrary to the rule of law. Look, the bottom line is, did he know? Didn't he know? That's what we want to know. Someone's going to have to pour through all those documents that now ICE is going to get. What are they going to find? So far, they've turned over about 7,600, but that's not all the material. All of it, the critical stuff, they have to turn in. Have to turn in. I mean, Holder said he's even willing to turn over documents that, while outside the scope of the committee's interest in the appropriate tactics used in Fast and Furious, he'll do whatever he can help do. Because he insists that the department drafted the inaccurate letter in the past based on assertions from others that the allegations being made were false. So I think he's got himself in a vice. I think something's going to come out of this. I can't imagine he's going to resign at this point. Can't imagine it. But maybe this is up his sleeve if it doesn't go well. If it doesn't go well. Now, for the contempt charge, after accusing him for failing to comply with the subpoena and turn over tens of thousands of undisclosed documents, that's not good. If it stays on the agenda, it would be voted on at the committee level and would still have to be approved by the full House. And some are saying to let it go is a wild goose chase in an election year, so why bother? And others are saying, no, burn, baby, burn. Keep putting the pedal to the metal, go after Holder big time and knock this thing down. I mean, this gunwalking operation, Fast and Furious, goes back to 2006. I just can't buy that the Attorney General had no clue, didn't know anything about it until the Border Patrol agent was murdered. Because he's not a dummy. He's somebody who's at the top. Why would he let somebody way below his pay grade, let's say, make that kind of a decision? I just don't see it. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you do that? Of course. Why would you do it? You wouldn't. I mean, there's the answer. You wouldn't do it. There is that thing, the chain of command, the list, the company chart, like leaves on a tree, like family trees. The company chart is so important. Because if you break the chain of command, that's when you get in trouble. That's when you don't bring it up to Eric Holder and you just assume and you just do it, that supposedly someone like him would be fast and furious. Instead, as the emails will say, instead, he's just lying in wait. So the contempt is looming. The attorney general is saying, okay, I give. I'm saying boo first. He's going to turn over the emails, and he's even going to brief the congressman. He's going to brief him. So what do you think that brief would be like? I don't even want to go here, but we talked to this week Judith Barr, the ATN head shrinker. She's the best. And we talked about what about the family members of the victims? What's it like for the husband, the wife, the kids when somebody in their life goes through this? And I'll tell you, the somebody who has no remorse on his face whatsoever is Jerry Sandusky. Now, the latest accuser, because it's been all this testimony, the latest accuser says he was forced to have sex in a basement and screams went unheard. And this is the eighth one to come forward to tell jurors about the abuse. Oh, awful. And the guy that testified, the now 18-year-old, said, he just got real aggressive and forced me into it. Ooh. Sandusky is going down. He is going down for a long time. And he should go down. To have a charity that you start to possibly meet young people so you can molest them. Oh, and I mean, breaks your heart to think of this. Awful. So now, victim number six, who also testified on Thursday, described Sandusky as a tickle monster, in his words. He was 11 years old, and that's when he had his first encounter with Sandusky. He said that he embraced him in a locker room shower, lathered up his back and shoulders. We don't want to go through all these details, right? Then lifted him chest to chest to a shower head to rinse out his hair. Oh. Too bad that these kids didn't really tell their families and the families didn't go after him a long time ago. But that has to be a hard thing to say. Has to be a hard thing to say. But in this case, the mother went to the cops when she saw that her son came home with wet hair, but still didn't lead to any charges. He was just, he had too many people protecting him. And ultimately, that's what this is also about, the power of protecting the person who's going after the kids. He's trying to rob them of their innocence and destroy them. And you can tell how painful it was for all these guys that are in their mid-20s now. Ooh. All right, we got to lighten the mood around here. Coming up on the flip side, let's do movies. Yeah, movies.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Reviews that some of you actually go to the movies. We used to have Don in Wyoming that called the show a lot since we flipped our phone number. We haven't heard from Don. We hope he's okay. But he used to talk movies a lot. He was a movie hound. It's a great escape for a lot of people going to the movies. For others, it's a once in a while thing because, frankly, to trying to figure out what movie to go and see that's actually good, that's worth paying a little bit of money for, is the trick, especially in an era where you can just, boom, the flick of a button, rent something, and pretty cheaply, too. I say this all the time. I'm not getting a paid endorsement from these people, but Redbox seems to be the answer. It's cheap. It's easy. If you can get off the couch for 2 seconds and go to whatever convenience store, I think they have them in Walmarts. They have them at most grocery stores. It's like $2 max to rent a video, and you take it back, and that's it. So it's cheaper than even those Blockbuster days. It's a good way to see movies, but you won't always get the movies you want right away. You might have to wait. And the lines, and this, see, this is an economic indicator to me. Here's an economic indicator. When Redbox first came out, you would see some people getting, you know, getting the videos, and you barely, you know, knew what it was. Now, on a weekend, people are piled up in line to get a Redbox movie. And I think part of the reason is they don't want to subscribe to Netflix, even if it's $15 a month or whatever it is. You can have online. They don't want to have more money sucked out of their bank account. They want to spend a couple of bucks here and there when they go to rent one of these movies. And it goes to the economy. What I think with, as an indicator of what the economy is part of that anyway. Because you could sign up for services and it, and you wouldn't have to leave your house. You wouldn't have to do that. But people prefer, I think, to rent with what they have in their pocket, in other words. So a movie that's being talked about a lot, and I think the reason is because it's a Broadway musical, is this movie called Rock of Ages. They're spending a lot of money promoting it. I mean, the trailer is everywhere. So we're going to let you hear a little bit of that trailer. Here's Rock of Ages.
Tonight, the Bourbon Room, Stacey Jacks.
This place is about to become a sea of sweat. Shattering music and puke.
So start drinking now.
Let me know.
Now go.
Your first album gave birth to some of rock's greatest anthems. What's it like to be the Stacey Jacks?
Stacey, you made it.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
No, this is Hey, Man.
Hey, man.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be Stacey Jacks.
You're a singer, and you have real talent.
That stage is a pedestal. When you're up there, you're untouchable.
This club is totally out of control.
Our whole existence is riding on Stacey Jacks.
We're gonna shut them down.
Oh my God, I just threw up. Where? In my pants.
Oh.
You want love? Go after it. I can guarantee you something more cool. Fame.
If you want to get respect, you got to take that stage.
All right, a lot of music, of course, rock and roll, baby. It's the hits of Def Leppard and Joan Jett, Journey, Foreigner, etc. There's a story around this about a boy and a girl, Sunset Strip, looking for Hollywood dreams. I think it looks like it could be pretty funny because you have some big names in it, including Tom Cruise, who plays the main character that everybody wants to be. 2 hours, 3 minutes, so it's not a short movie, PG-13. I bet it would be worth renting. I don't know if I'd go and see it on the wide screen. I probably wouldn't. But one day, if you're hanging out and you're a rock fan and you can make that run to Redbox and the line's not too long, 5 months from now, remember Rock of Ages. All right, I like Adam Sandler. I didn't initially think he was that funny in the beginning, but now I really like Adam Sandler. I think he's funny. I get his sense of humor. He's got a movie out this weekend called That's My Boy. Check it out.
Everybody, the fact that this has resulted in a pregnancy leaves me no choice but to levy the maximum penalty.
Take care of our baby, Ronnie!
Dumbass.
So what'd the IRS say?
You haven't paid taxes since 94, Donnie.
I'm going to prison if I don't get 43 lives.
Holy cow, that's my boy.
He moved out when he turned 18. I haven't seen him since.
He is one of the youngest hedge fund managers in the financial industry.
Maybe your son can help you.
Todd, your old man is here.
Donnie, what are you doing here?
What type of guy would miss his son's wedding?
You were basically the worst parent ever.
I was awesome.
You let me eat cake and lollipops for breakfast every day.
That's what you asked for.
You're supposed to say no.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was 13, 14 years old.
You know what I remember?
Is me having to drive you home because you were too drunk.
Somebody's hammered. They'd have another guy drive home.
I was 8.
You drove like a champ, too.
Huh?
Give me another chance. Get to know me a little bit.
You guys have fun at the bachelor party.
This is gonna be awesome!
Don't forget, you're gonna go to prison on Tuesday. You have got to get that money.
Actually, just trying to be a dad right now.
Wear a bathing suit in the shower?
Can't even take my shirt off in front of other people.
What did I do this?
Let me jog your memory.
The new kids on the block! The heads are all warped now!
Yeah, it's because I got it when I was in third grade. My body grew.
You suck.
That's my boy!
Ever since you showed up talking to me, I feel like a different person.
God, you understand, buddy?
Please don't hit him. Please don't hit him.
Please don't, big man! You are a gay! Throw it in there, homie!
I think the ball's broken!
Throw it, you big vagina! Do it!
Oh, on a rope!
All right, a little nasty. You get the idea there. That's my boy. When I say a little nasty, craziness ensues when this man, Donnie, fathers a son, raises him as a single parent up until his 18th birthday. Then they haven't seen each other. So two different worlds. Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, he's on Saturday Night Live, and James Caan. Oh, I like James Caan. Just some of the cast in That's My Boy. It's R. It's an hour and 38 minutes. Wow, what a difference from Rock of Ages. He took a whole bunch of minutes away from that one. And finally, our last one, it's called Your Sister's Sister.
I miss you. I miss my friend.
Oh, this is that moment, isn't it?
This is your intervention. You think is helping you, I have a responsibility as your friend to tell you that it's not.
Just tell me what to do.
You know that nice red bicycle that you have?
Yes.
You're going to dust off old red, and you're going to get on a ferry. I'm sending you to my dad's place. There's no TV, there's no internet, there's nothing. It's just you.
Do they have forks?
It's just you and we have a couple of forks, yeah.
I might need to stab myself in the face.
Sorry. I got the wrong house, and I... Hey, you're Hannah. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm Iris's friend, Jack.
You're on an island. It's 3 in the morning. And you're drinking by yourself. What's going on?
I just walked out of a 7-year relationship.
Whoa.
Hence the tequila.
I gotta say, not so terrible to have a drink, buddy. Going down. Getting weird.
Jack!
What are you doing here?
Yeah, we met last night. I know, it's crazy. What are you doing here?
You don't think she'd be upset if you told her we had sex?
Why?
Because she's your sister. I'm her best friend, and it's weird.
Do you have a thing for my sister?
I do not have a thing for your sister.
Do you like Jack?
I don't know, he seems like a nice guy.
I think I'm in love with him. You're right. It's better if she's in love.
Seen you look really happy in a long time.
I just feel like I should tell him.
What's the matter? Why are you so quiet?
I have to tell you something.
Why? Why did it have to be him?
I really think your face is going to annoy me right now.
My face always annoys you. Always.
Wellness and eliminate elimination of toxins, and Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
To America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We love this segment. It's called It's Your Business. We're going to introduce you to a woman who, first of all, I love the name of her book, and I like the idea of what she's saying to us, selling in a skirt. Just conjure up that image for a second. Judy Hoberman is in the wing. She's an expert on selling to women. She's a speaker and author as well. Hey, Judy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I love that, by the way. I've just read a book called Level the Playing Field. It's the rule of threes, and you really nailed the rule of threes in selling in a skirt. How'd you come up with that title? I love it.
Well, I tried to think of something that would stand out in the crowd, and obviously it does. The funny part is that most people think it's strictly for women, when in fact, men get a lot more out of it than you'd think. Because I talk to them about talking to women, so it works personally and professionally.
Yeah, women make or influence, they say, 85% of all purchasing decisions. A lot of guys out there listening to America Tonight know exactly what I'm talking about. But for some reason, a lot of people, that gets lost in the sauce, a lot of people don't really appreciate how different they are from guys, from men, when it comes to why they buy. This is a big dilemma, and you found a good niche on this, haven't you?
I think I have. I come from a world of male-dominated industry, so I've always been with all the big boys. And unfortunately, as a female, I always had to, you know, wing it and try to figure out how to do things the way that was better for me, because men are much more transactional in what they do, where they shop, how they buy, how they speak, everything, where women are much more relational. So sometimes it's, you know, it's like the clash of the titans. But when you understand the differences and you embrace them, it's amazing how wonderful it is.
Yeah, and when you say embracing it, you know, if we just take the simple fact of communication, there's a world of difference, isn't there, between the way women and men communicate between each other even?
Oh, totally. Totally. It's as simple as when we ask questions. And, you know, that's the biggest thing, because when you're asking questions, you're actually building a relationship. Well, most of the time, men are actually asking questions just for one simple reason, to get the information, which is perfect in most instances. Women, on the other hand, are not only trying to get the information, but they're also trying to figure out if they want to have a relationship with you. So that's as simple as it gets. All we want to do is have, like, open-ended questions. Either we ask them or we want to be asked of them so we can get the point of view of the other person or give our own point of view.
Yeah. That's interesting, because when you're selling, and we said the 85%, you're really selling to women. So what you teach people, I believe, I'm going to speak for you and you can flush that out, but you probably teach people, I can already see it, why selling to women increases your sales, correct?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times you'll hear that, you know, it's a husband and a wife, and the husband is the breadwinner. And unfortunately, everybody just assumes that they make all the decisions. Well, that's not necessarily true, because we are, you know, the women are the ones that actually take the kids to the doctor, so they have to use insurance. Or they're the ones that actually drive the car with the kids and doing carpool, so they have to have all the gadgets inside the car. Women make the decisions not only in, you know, housekeeping, but cars, insurance, homes. So if a salesperson doesn't know how to speak to a woman or communicate with her, they're going to lose. It doesn't take a lot to understand how to speak to women.
So you said it. You were in industries where they were heavily dominated by men, so you had to learn to hang with the big boys, so you get that. Now you would say probably to some of those big boys, you really need to hire women, because it's probably going to boost your bottom line. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Do you know that women make up almost 50% of the workforce in the United States for the very first time? So if you don't have women on your team, you're going to lose by 50%. And not only, you know, should you have women on your team, you also do have to have men on your team. You know, don't get me wrong. I never say take one over the other, and I never say one is right or one is wrong. I say they're different. That's all they are different. But if you're selling to women, wouldn't it make sense that whether you're male or female, you know how to speak to women? I mean, to me, it's just, you know, basic. But sometimes you think, well, you know, a woman can talk to a woman. Not always true. I mean, I'm sure you know that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've seen it. I've seen it in my own career, but I've seen it with other people, too, as well. What's the difference between motivating women and men? So let's say you hire these women, and like you said, I love that you said that, by the way, and clarified it. You're not saying one over the other. You're just saying you should have some women on your sales team, but you're not saying pick one or one gender over the other. But let's say you find the great female candidates. Boom, they're in-house, and everything is going along smoothly. What's the difference between motivating a woman and a man once you have them in-house?
Well, one of the biggest things you need to do is you need to ask them what motivates them, because women are motivated by different things. Some are motivated like money, by money, but a lot of them are motivated by recognition. But you have to ask them, because women have different ways that their life is unfolding, depending on their age, depending on their marital status. You know, if you asked a young woman what would motivate her, she might say, I want to make enough money to buy my own house. If you ask somebody that, you know, maybe is a single mom, what motivates them is maybe to have the ability to have a personal life and a professional life, or maybe be able to go and see her daughter in her dance recital. You know, different things motivate different people. Now, when I was in, you know, heavy into sales, what I was given that's supposed to motivate me were, let's say I won a tackle box, a fishing pole, you know, every a golf club. Every week I come home and my kids would say, what did you get today, Mom? Because they never asked me. Fortunately for me, at one point in my career, one of my regional directors decided that maybe I wanted a bracelet. And I thought, wow, He didn't even have to ask. He just assumed, which was great. So you have to do something that's going to be important for women. You know, women like to compete as much as men do, but we just like to have something that we're striving towards.
Yeah, you said that now you have 50% of women make up the workforce, and I was just reading something the other day about CEOs and how now there are more female CEOs. There's some top female execs that are out there. While women still make up less than 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, the ranks of female executives are growing and they're reaching unbelievable levels. So obviously some men have gotten that.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. I mean, there's still some industries that are never going to change. They're just not. And that's okay. Because there's some industries for women that aren't going to change either. However, what you're hearing now are a lot of the CEOs are saying, hey, go with your gut. Listen to your gut. Well, what are they saying? They're actually saying use some of those feminine qualities, whether you're male or female, because they're important. Or, you know, make sure you take this person out to lunch and spend some time with them. Well, that's saying build a relationship. So they are taking some of the inherent female qualities that women have and actually encouraging both men and women to use them. So you do see some of the changes coming about. Not fast enough, but they are coming.
Good way to end this. Good stuff, Judy Hoberman, expert on selling to women. She's a speaker and author of Selling in a Skirt. If somebody wants to check out your website, they go to sellinginaskirt.com, right?
Correct. Very easy.
I love that. Judy, thanks for coming on the show. All right, speaking of business, it's your business to know that it's going to be interesting heading into the weekend to see what happens with the Eurozone because of some of the things that are happening in Greece, for example. Greece keeps on sinking, and this is in front of the elections. Pretty much what the National Director of International Charity of SOS Children's Villages told the network of record when it comes to bucks at CNBC, that they're moving from being a Western country to a poor country. And it's true. I mean, the people are in the streets. They seem to have no end to this. They're pulling money out of the banks. It's actually very scary to watch Greece. Very scary to see what the people are doing and the plight that they're in, that they've been thrown in. Be interesting, too, heading into next week for us here in the United States to see where our stock market ends up because we've seen kind of an interesting couple of weeks of highs and lows, and we've seen that gas prices have dropped down. We just were talking to somebody the other day in California here on the show, and what did they say? Gas was $4.50 in L.A., but it was starting to go lower. I don't know what is in your neighborhood, but $3.18 for a gallon of regular. Watch the New York Mercantile Exchange, see where we are with the barrel of crude. That'll give you a clue as to what you're going to pay when you pull up at the pumps. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody.